Good afternoon, and welcome to the Wednesday afternoon conference call with Trusts Unlimited. This is Jim George speaking. I'm the non-attorney spokesman and facilitator for Trusts Unlimited. I'd like to thank all of you for taking the time to listen to this call, particularly those of you calling in for the first time and those who will be listening to the replay over the next 24 to 48 hours. For those of you that have been kind enough to listen over the months and even years, you know we've had a standard format. We spend a few minutes talking about the revaluation of the reinstitution and revaluation of the Iraqi dinar, which we continue to believe to be the base currency for the potential reset of some of these other currencies. A few minutes talking about the program we put in place to assist you, and then go to a brief Q&A. For nearly 2 months now, we have dispensed with the review of our program and the Q&A, and dealt specifically with what's going on in Iraq, because in our opinion, we were moving inevitably to the reinstitution of the dinar. That also is the case for today, although to qualify further what I'm about to say, and again, I've been doing this for nearly a decade, but today I'm basically winging it, because there is so much going on in so many different directions. There's no way I can sit down and quantify it all in a nice, neat outline, which is what I usually do. So I'm just going to speak from the heart and tell you what I think's going on, because there's a lot going on, and a lot of it's not good. I'm referring geopolitically when I say that. I'm not referring to the reinstitution of the dinar. First, by way of disclaimer, Trusts Unlimited is not the purveyor of the dinar and these other currencies. We're not advocating either the sale or purchase of these currencies, but as rather substantial currency holders ourselves, we're sharing with you the information that we think is relevant. For nearly 3 months, we were of the view that there was a potential window for the reinstitution of the dinar somewhere in July through to mid-August. Of course, we passed mid-August, and we're approaching the end of August. I've also qualified that by saying a review of the revaluations of currencies over the last 100 years showed that there were 3 months that all of these revaluations occurred. It was either in January, it was either in April or September for some reason. Those are the 3 months that revaluations have occurred, and it looks as though September might be, again, the date for the global revaluation of the Iraqi dinar, and I'm going to get into an explanation of this in a little bit here. As I said, the situation's very complicated. It's complicated globally. It's complicated geopolitically. It's complicated regionally, whether you're talking about North America, whether you're talking about the EU, whether you're talking about the Middle East or the Far East. It's complicated from nation to nation. We have complications with regard to the global situation with currencies. We have complications with regard to different countries handling the quote-unquote COVID pandemic differently. So there's a lot going on in play here. I'm going to try to simplify this to the extent that I can. But first, let me state, and again, I've been doing this for nearly a decade, and the people that have been kind enough to listen for most of that time know that up until perhaps the last 6 months, my comments have been pretty apolitical. I've tried to stay away from the political side, especially the domestic political side. But unfortunately, the domestic political situation has a direct bearing on what's going on. And again, it's complicated. Now, the Democrats, particularly the hard left in this country, do not want to see the reinstitution and revaluation of the dinar for the most simplest of reasons. Anywhere from 7 to 9 million new millionaires are not going to be voting for bigger government and higher taxes, and it's no more complicated than that. And this is something that I thought about whether I was going to say it or not, but seeing all the censorship going on, and all the nonsense. I think freedom of speech is very important, so I'm going to give you my opinion. I've watched Joe Biden in office in various capacities for 50 years, and in my opinion, the man is a world-class imbecile, and he's got this country in a bind. And worse than that, he refuses to acknowledge the errors that he's making. The only thing left to determine is whether he really doesn't know what he's doing or whether there's some sort of a dark agenda there, because everything he seems to be doing is not helping this country, whether it's inflation, whether it's a porous border, whether it's the surrender in Afghanistan, whether it's signing on to all of the treaties that were had negative effects on the United States. Each and every way we turn, it's just bad news. However, from a very selfish standpoint, and I'm acknowledging this is a selfish standpoint, Biden's blunder in Afghanistan in a backhanded way is helping to facilitate the reinstitution and revaluation of the dinar. Why? Well, we know that our enemies are applauding at the things Biden's doing because he's weakening the United States. But worse than that, we have lost the trust and the respect of our allies. Now, one of those allies has been Iraq. The Prime Minister of Iraq and other high-ranking officials are very upset when they see what's happened in Afghanistan because it means that they cannot trust the United States. Why is that important? Because when the Iraqi dinar reinstitutes, one of the ambivalent feelings in Iraq was the knowledge that by reinstituting and revaluing their currency, it would be depegged from the U.S. dollar and repegged to the IMF basket of currencies. But after witnessing the behavior of the Biden administration over the last 6 months, members of the CBI and other officials in Iraq are actually relieved that they will no longer be linked to the U.S. dollar and would prefer to be pegged to the IMF basket of currencies. In addition, Iraq is now part of the Buna payment system, which is a payment system between Arab nations. We also know a stock exchange to get on something called the RTGS exchange, which is the real-time gross settlements exchange. We know that the IMF, the World Bank, the Bank of International Settlements, and the UN are all gratified that Iraq is finally implementing the white paper reforms. Most importantly, the diversification of national income to include industry, agriculture, and a little bit further down the road, even tourism. So while what's going on domestically is very disturbing, what's going on geopolitically is very disturbing. From the very narrow window of our perspective, the reinstitution and revaluation of the Iraqi dinar, the bumbling going on at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue is actually helping to facilitate the reinstitution of the dinar. Now, as I've said many times in the last couple of months, for our newer callers, please go to our call of June 2nd of this year to get a detailed explanation of our program, why it's critical that you establish this trust prior to the revaluation of the dinar and these other currencies. But beyond that, in a general sense, it's very important that you establish these trusts. Why? Because in the Democrats' infrastructure bill, and by the way, only 6% of that bill is for the funding of the repair of roads and bridges. The other 94% is a hard left Nancy Pelosi Democrat wish list. One of the things on that wish list is the addition of 86 1,000 IRS agents. Now, you don't have to go back too far to remember what Obama did with the IRS. He weaponized it against his quote-unquote political enemies, which turned out to be average Americans simply trying to exercise their right to speak and to participate in the political system. This is what Obama did on steroids. 86,000 agents. Do you really think that they're not going to put a target on the back of anyone that opposes their agenda? But one of the ways we can stop them is legally, through the establishment of our trust package. The IRS has a long history of going after the low-hanging fruit. The IRS has to determine between harassing some small business owner or going after a relatively wealthy person, a Denarian post-RV with a sophisticated trust package. They're going to opt for the former, not the latter. Now, these trusts are settled law. They go back thousands of years. The Caesars of Rome, emperors of Rome, the most powerful people on earth, established these trusts to protect their wealth. The royalty in Europe for millennia utilized these very trusts to protect their wealth rather than to have it escheat back to the crown. And these trusts were established for individuals that were given land grants in the United States 150 to 200 years before the Constitution even existed. This is what the Fourth Amendment, the Constitution, is all about. It's not about abortion, right to privacy. And that's precisely what these trusts accomplish. So I suggest you contact us and get our initial trust package. You can go to our website, which is trustswithanSunlimitedLLC.com. Our email address is trustswithanSunlimitedLLC@gmail.com. Our phone service is 307-274-4122. If you'd like to listen to a recent conference call playback, particularly the call of June 2nd, you can either go to YouTube and go to Trusts Unlimited, or you can go to IQD Calls and go to Trusts Unlimited, or you can dial 605-313-5163 and use the same access code, which is 739-394-pound. So again, and in closing, things are moving quickly, even though it's moving on a lot of levels and it's confusing. We're really moving quickly to the reinstitution of the Iraqi dinar. So I strongly suggest that you get all of your paperwork in order, that you listen to our call of June 2nd, and that you prepare yourself to protect this wealth after the reinstitution of the dinar. Thanks so much for listening to this call. We'll be back next Wednesday. Certainly, if something of a really dramatic nature happens, and it just might, we will try to get out an emergency email and schedule an emergency conference call. But failing that, we'll be back next Wednesday, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. Thanks so much for listening, everyone. Have a great week. Bye-bye.